Chapter 1. Looking Death in the Eye. The high barbed wire fences glint in the yellowish floodlight. The security measures at the Erbil airport set my nerves on edge, reminding me how explosive the situation is here. Fortunately, things are currently calm in the Kurdish autonomous region, but it could be the calm before the storm. I check my phone. It's 3 a.m. on Saturday, November 7th, 2015. After numerous security gates, I have finally emerged from the airport building. I rub my eyes, not just because I've been up all night, but because I never would have dreamed 3 days ago that I'd be traveling to northern Iraq. And yet, here I am, looking out into a dark landscape, punctuated with barbed wire and rows of lights. What in heaven's name made me come here? Lightning flashes in the distance. The low rumble of thunder sounds like gunfire. The front between the autonomous region of Iraqi Kurdistan and the Islamic State, IS fighters, isn't far from here. Since the fall, the Kurdish Peshmerga have been advancing in order to seize back the city of Sinjar from the IS militia. Peshmerga means those who look death in the eye. That's not quite what I have in mind, even if I am here to attend a funeral. Beside me is my friend Yusuf, whose father died 3 days ago. Yusuf runs his right hand through his close-cropped black hair, and I hear it crackle. "Where the hell has my brother got to? Those damn checkpoints," he mutters impatiently, while I shift from one foot to the other. It's not cold, but I'm feeling pretty nervous. There's a strange cawing sound overhead. I look up, but can't make out anything in the milky blend of night sky and artificial lighting. Yusuf follows my gaze. "Birds," he explains. "What kind of birds fly here at night? And what made me fly here, for that matter? To a country that carries a State Department travel warning, and for which you can't get a tourist visa. It all seems so unreal to me at this too early hour of the morning." Abu Yusuf's funeral is due to take place today. What Yusuf would have given to see his father again while he was still alive.